Hey everybody, we are now taking entries for the 5th annual SleeperWire Pro-Am. If you haven't heard of it, it is a large charity league with analysts, podcasters, writers, and pros from around the fantasy industry. The pros this year include Justin Boone, Jake Seeley, Marcus Grant, Pat Fitzmaurice, Ryan McDowell, and more. We're actually keeping the price the same as last year as well. It's $50 to get into a Pro-Am league, $30 for a SleeperWire listener league, or $75 for both. And we are running an early bird special. If you donate $60 by Friday, June 19th, then you'll get into both the Pro-Am and a listener league. So here's how you donate. Go to sleeperwire.com/donate. And then choose the price that you want to donate at. Do you want to donate $30 for a listener league? Do you want $50 for just the Pro-Am? Or do you want $60 to get into both the Pro-Am and the listener league? After that, take a screenshot of the confirmation and send it to sleeperwire@gmail.com. Include your name, email address, and your sleeper username, and we will get you on the list. Everybody, welcome to the SleeperWire show. Today we are doing a super flex mock draft 12 team PPR league. I'm your host, Professor Chris, and with me today I've got Lucas back on the show. Lucas, what's going on? Showtime, prime time.
What's up?
Prime
what's up? What's time, up? Not showtime. What of those? It's been so long, I forgive you. All is good here, man. Just getting ready. Really getting back into it. Scott Fishbowl invites have been sent out. A lot of them have. So now we got this super flex mock getting ready to kick off to start getting us prepped.
Did you get in the super? Or did you get in the Scott Fishbowl, Lucas?
I did. Greg, what about I did. You? He let me back in.
I did. It's my first year. I'm super excited about
whoop,
it.
Whoop. By the way, Greg is also on the show.
Oh, no. Like, wow, okay. Lucas, it's an awesome introduction, and I'm here going, wow, what about me?
We love Greg, and he's probably about to whoop our butts, but let's see.
It's just been a long time since Lucas and I have been on the show together. That's right. All right, like I said, 12-team PPR mock draft here. It is a super flex league. We're doing one quarterback, two running back, two wide receiver, a tight end, a flex, and a super flex spot with six bench. I don't think we're going to get through all 14 rounds, but we'll try to get through as many as we can. And in order, so 1 through 12, we've got Livy, SleeperWire LBB Lucas. You have the 102. Then it goes right. DJ Ryback, Godley, ASAP Moe, McNaga. I am at the 107. JPC3 at 108. Flash Fantasy is at the 109. Lefty 2104 is at the 110. Let's see. 12 drink minimum at the 111. And then Dino Mechanic. Greg, you were at the 112. And we kicked off. Livy takes Christian McCaffrey and Lucas takes Saquon Barkley. I don't think anyone is surprised by that.
No, I was debating switching it up and going after a quarterback and just starting a run here and making people freak out, but went safe instead.
You know what I think is super weird? Look down at the rankings and look at who is ranked number 5 on these mock drafts right now. Kenyon Drake in PPR on Sleeper is ranked as the 5th player. That is early.
That is absurd.
A little bit, right?
That is absurd.
Well, so then it went DJ Ryback takes Zeke. Godley took Alvin Kamara. ASAP Moe takes Derrick Henry at the 105. McNaga takes Pat Mahomes at the 106. And I have not done this yet in a first round, but I'm going to see what my team looks like if I spend a first rounder on Lamar Jackson.
I was about to say, those two should have gone a while ago, in my opinion. So I went like, nah, that's just me.
Well, yeah, like I said, I was thinking about taking one with the second overall pick, but I just want to see what happens here because I'm not loving the running backs that fall to me when I come back around.
Yeah, I get that. I just think both Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes are super safe. picks for especially this year.
I mean, I just took a quarterback and a running back. JPC3 takes Michael Thomas at the 108, first wide receiver off the board. Do you guys think Derrick Henry at the 105 is early? I feel like it is.
Especially in a PPR.
I mean, he was awesome and last super year, flex. But still.
Yeah, and super flex on top of that. Like, I'd rather have the quarterbacks, Michael Thomas and
DeAndre.
At least ahead, those three ahead of him, at least, bare minimum.
Flash Fantasy takes Kenyon Drake, the sixth running back off the board at the 109. Lefty 2104 takes Joe Mixon. Let's see, FL 2-drink minimum. I think this is a 2-drink from the Fantasy Life app. Not 12-drink minimum, but I think it's a 2-drink from that app.
Okay. Yeah, we got some familiar faces in here.
For sure. I think McNaga has been in a ton of the mock drafts we've done so far, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
12-drink or 2-drink gets autoed Miles Sanders. All right. And he's in the room, too. I see that green dot next to his name. He still got autoed.
Kind of had connection issues there, but Miles Sanders isn't a terrible
30-second clock.
All right.
Greg, what are you doing?
I took Kyler Murray and Nick Chubb. I'm scared about the Dalvin Cook holdout. That's not something I want to touch personally at the end of the first round, beginning of the second round. So I chose Nick Chubb and Kyle Murray. Nick Chubb will eat underneath Stefanski this season. And Kyle Murray, I expect to just even eat more with Nuke Hopkins there.
Yeah, he has some pretty killer targets. And coming into his second year, sky's the limit for old Kyler.
I've got
plus he runs.
A dynasty league that I'm in where I traded for Dalvin Cook right after it drafted, basically. I think I traded Keenan Allen and Aaron Jones for Dalvin Cook, a second and a fourth next year. And now we've got the holdoff going on, but then the person who has Alexander Mattison is trying to get Cook from me, and they offered me a 2021 first and DJ Chark. And I was like, do you really think that's going to be enough to get it done? he should be a discount. He's not going to play this year. Okay, well, I'll have him next year then.
Yeah, he's still young.
He's not going anywhere.
He's not old.
And a monster, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's silly.
Let me make my pick here real quick, and then we will keep moving, or we'll catch up in the draft. I'm going to take Devontae Adams. So after Greg took Kyler Murray and Nick Chubb on the turn, it went Dak Prescott, Josh Jacobs, Austin Eckler to the Charger fan, Clyde Edwards-Hilaire to JPC3, I took Devontae Adams. McNaga goes Dalvin Cook. ASAP Moe takes DeAndre Hopkins. And Godley now at the clock with the 209. Yeah, I like starting out with Lamar Jackson and Devontae Adams. That's not bad.
No, that's good.
Can't complain. Godley takes Russell Wilson. DJ Ryback takes Tyreek Hill. And no surprise there. I figured that was coming. Lucas takes Deshaun Watson.
I wanted Big Russ. So I was just happy that Deshaun fell.
You guys are concerned about Deshaun dropping down a little bit this year with no.
I am.
He lost Nuke, but he got.
He got Randall Cobb.
Didn't he get Brandon Cooks too?
Yeah, but Cooks is.
And David Johnson.
Injury. He has a lot of concussion issues. I don't say injury prone is the right word, but it's. Yeah. He's. They'll always have a speedster in. Will it be, you know, be Cooks? Will it be Will Fuller? Will it be. You know, I mean, they'll have someone in there.
Yeah.
Livy takes Julio Jones and Travis Kelce on the turn, so he's starting with McCaffrey, Julio, and Kelce.
I like it.
I'm having trouble with this one.
Lucky Luke back on the clock. 8 seconds.
I'm having trouble with this one.
Five.
So I'll just take Aaron Jones.
Aaron.
There you go.
Were you hoping he was going to fall to you, Chris?
No, I don't like Aaron Jones.
Did you want to stack neither. some Green Bay players?
Yes, Aaron Jones is one of the ones I wanted to stack with. No, of course not.
I knew it.
No, this dynasty I was just talking about with Dalvin Cook is the first time I've ever had Aaron Jones on a team, and I traded him like the day after the draft.
Yep.
Granted, I got Dalvin Cook in return, but still.
Nah, that's good. That's good return value, man. I've been trading all my Aaron Jones shares this offseason. Now's the time to sell.
DJ Ryback takes George Kittle. Godley takes Chris Godwin. ASAP Moe takes Kenny Golladay. So he's starting off with Henry, Hopkins, and Golladay. McNaga back on the clock here. And I'm thinking I'm going to need to take a running back because I don't think I like what's going to come back to me. So we got Gurley, Fournette, Melvin, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell. I really want to take Gurley in the third round because that could be awesome.
Could be. I heard. Did he pass his physical?
No, I don't think so. Not yet. But you know what? It's June. It's a mock. I'm taking this on the prayer.
It looks good to have him on your team. How about
you? Give me last year's Lamar Jackson, 2 years ago's Devontae Adams, 2 years ago Todd Gurley.
Watch David Johnson be the steal this year. Watch him just come out swinging.
He owes people, and catch like
80 passes.
So to catch up, McNaga took Mike Evans. I took Todd Gurley. JPC takes Leonard Fournette. Flash Fantasy takes David Johnson. So he's going zero wide receiver in a PPR. Lefty 2104 takes Josh Allen. Two drink on the clock now. Bats time out. And he does. Gets autoed Cooper Kupp.
Huh, well, interesting.
No. Adam Thielen. No. Never mind. That's weird.
Maybe it let him submit it.
Oh, well. Right. Greg on the clock. Melvin and Amari. I like it.
Thanks. I think Melvin will eat this year in Denver.
I do, too.
Because they like to run the ball.
I do, too. And being able to get him in the third round, even in a regular PPR, regular like redraft, not super flex, that's super good.
Yeah.
So how many touches do you guys think that Melvin's going to end up with this year?
Oh,
250 plus.
Now, total touches. That's including receptions.
250 plus.
Yeah. I'm going with receptions, I'm going 300. I know they got Philip Lindsay, but I know they want just to give one guy the ball.
I would take the under on 300 for Melvin.
Would you take the over the 250?
I think that's about right. I think that's about where I would set it this year because I don't think that they're going to want to run him into the dirt. And Lindsay demands some respect. He demands some touch of the rock. And I think what you're going to have there is going to be very similar to what Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara had in terms of a relationship. Mm. When, look, Mark Ingram was kind of the bruiser. He was the one that really paved the way for Kamara to be so effective with the touches that he was getting.
But who's the new OC there now? You got to think about that. The new OC likes to have one ball carrier.
Yeah, I get that. But teams in general are going to using these tandem backfields. And when you have a guy that's electric like Lindsay, how are you just going to justify not getting him the ball when you've seen what he can do?
Because we've seen what Melvin Gordon can do in the passing game for years now as well.
I didn't say it was smart, Luke. I just said that's what they'll probably more likely do.
Okay. That's fair. No, that's fair. I have to ask the tough questions.
No, you're good.
I do see where you're coming from, though, because there's just some games where you're watching Philip Lindsay and you're like, holy hell, how is this dude not the RB1?
That's right.
And it's kind of the Lamar Miller question all those years ago in Miami. How did he not get more touches? And it's like, well, is he able to get more touches? And that's the better question with Philip Lindsay, is that the coaching staff does not trust him, apparently.
Well, we are almost a full round behind. Let's catch up here. So, Greg, you took Amari Cooper at the 401, and then it went Matt Ryan to two drink, DJ Moore at the 403, Carson Wentz at the 404, Drew Locke at the 405. I think that's early.
Wow.
He's getting a lot of unnecessary hype. I feel like we're going to be getting some articles going here at SleeperWire. I think I might try to submit one about why Drew Locke is being overdrafted. Fourth round. I mean, let's look at the quarterbacks that are still on the board. Breeze, Rodgers. Well, Rodgers just got taken, but Breeze, Stafford.
How'd you know where I was going with that?
Goff.
Like, I'd rather have Stafford. I'd rather have Jimmy G. I'd rather have a lot of players who have already proven themselves. And quarterbacks scoring is such a big, giant clump. It's not like Drew Locke's going to blow everyone away.
Catching up here, I took Chris Carson at the 406, and then it went Cooper Kupp, Odell Beckham, Allen Robinson at the 409, David Montgomery at the 410, Juju to Lucas at the 411, and then Livy on the turn takes Joe Burrow and Aaron Rodgers. Coming back, Lucas, you took Breeze with the 502, Brady with the 503, Robert Woods at the 504, Le'Veon Bell with the 505. Wow.
Yeah,
I almost took him over Chris Carson, but I do love Carson. And you know what? I'm going to go not Matthew Stafford, not Baker Mayfield. Homer pick. Give me Rivers. Oh. Boom.
Over Matt Stafford.
Over Matt Stafford, yep.
Oh, what the heck?
Homer pick.
That's
a homer pick.
That's definitely a homer pick there.
Oh, jeez.
You know what? I think healthy T.Y., Marcus Pittman coming in, who's supposed to be awesome. Healthy Paris
Campbell.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor, and Marlon Mack, yeah. Jack Doyle. Rivers has a lot of weapons around him this year that he didn't have last year. Yeah, he had Eckler and Melvin for part of the season, Keenan Allen, and one game of Hunter Henry.
Yeah, but see, here's something you can't.
Let me also, just real quick, and the Colts' amazing offensive line. Let me add that in there too. Something he's never
that
had.
Part's important.
I need to throw out there though, the end of every season, what happens with Phillip Rivers in warm weather? He can't throw the ball downfield. It's not accurate anymore. His downfield throws get terrible towards the end of the season. He's moving to colder weather than what he's been in, and he's another year old.
So you're saying in colder weather he's bad, not warmer weather. You said warmer.
I'm saying that he is bad even in the warm weather, and now he's moving to the cold.
Well, you know what? The Colts playing a dome.
He's playing in the dome. I was about to say, he's playing in the dome. This is good for old quarterbacks. I'm with you, Luke, though. I'm on the clock. Shit. I mean,
that was the plan. It was a distraction. So.
Dang it. Look what you've done.
So anyways, after I took Rivers, JPC takes Devin Singletary. Calvin Ridley goes with the 509. Mark Andrews with the 510. Keenan Allen with the 5'11", and Greg, you just took
Jonathan Taylor.
Yes, Greg takes
that's
Stafford.
That's great value. The 6'1".
So
sorry,
Greg takes Stafford and Taylor on the turn.
What does this mean for Marlon Mack?
I love how angry moderators get in Sleeper about that shit. Especially Livy. Man, I hope you're listening. I know you're here drafting at the 101. I absolutely love how angry moderators get. How does this affect Marlon Mack? They just go into banhammer mode. And it's like, guys, you need to chill out. Like, it's just people having fun.
I'm asking. It's Jonathan Taylor. That's asking. A valid time. That's a valid time to ask it.
No,
right?
It totally.
The mods can't get mad about that.
I think Jonathan Taylor's gonna turn to the throne. Him. It's not a question. I think he's definitely the better back. I'm not talking smack on Marlon Mack. I'm just saying Marlon Mack's a good running back. Jonathan Taylor's just better.
You see, I didn't understand the pick. I think they probably could have gone another wide receiver in the second round, or even taken a quarterback earlier. Because they don't need Jonathan Taylor. Now, granted, I'm thrilled to have him, but Marlon Mack is a great runner. Nyheim Hines is a great receiver. I understand that having Jonathan Taylor on the field gives you the option to pass or throw, or to pass or run, where, you know, Hines and Mack don't necessarily give you that. It is my pick here, real quick. I need to take another wide receiver. I'm going to go with T.Y. Hilton at the 6.06.
Wow, two homer picks back to back.
T.Y. in the sixth isn't a homer pick, though. Come on.
I guess.
Not at all.
Let's look at the wide receivers on the board. Stephon Diggs,
with a new quarterback.
DJ Shark.
And we're not with a new quarterback, in a new team.
Okay, DJ Shark with the same quarterback he was killing it with last year?
Yeah. Give me T.Y.
Tyler Lockett?
McLaurin?
Give me T.Y.
Samuel?
You want T.Y. over Lockett?
Maybe.
But now, see, here's what's interesting.
No, I
to
don't,
me.
But I do think T.Y. is going to surprise a lot of people, and I think the sixth round is good value for him.
Well, here's the thing, though. So we're assuming that the calf is going to be fine this year. He was very frustrating to own last year, and then we're also assuming that he is going to be that Rivers is going to feed him the ball a ton, and that it's going to be accurate.
Rivers is a gunslinger, man.
I mean, the dude's 40 now. Like, we're talking about people. What do you mean it doesn't matter? Like, this is that, like, fall off a cliff year.
He's in denial, man. He's in denial. Don't
mind
him. He's
38.
I mean, the dude has 17 kids, all natural.
So what does that have to do?
So he plays a lot of catch.
How much does he have left in the tank? That's what I'm saying.
We'll
here,
find
okay?
out.
Well, I'm real confused. How's this equal production in football? Like, more kids you have, less productive
you play,
you are?
No,
I'm just
you
saying.
Play more.
You're
catch.
Saying he's just
so your arm
tired.
Strength.
The guy off. Just has to be just worn. No,
you play
out,
more
right?
catch. Your arm strength stays all year long. Yeah. Anyways, let's catch up here. We're getting behind again. at the 602. Well,
whose fault is that?
I'm going to blame you. At the 602, okay, Courtland Sutton, Daniel Jones at the 603, 604 is A.J. Brown, Raheem Mostert at the 605. I took Hilton at the 606. Then it went Stephon Diggs, Zach Ertz, Kareem Hunt, Mark Ingram, and then Lucas, you take Tyler Lockett with the 611. And Livy is now on the turn, takes Keyshawn Vaughn with the 612. Wow. Kind of early, maybe.
A little bit,
yeah.
Like, who's on the board right now still? You got Swift, Akers. Well, yeah, I see it.
I would take Marlon Mack over him. I would take...
What?
I would take Marlon Mack over Vaughn right now.
Value-wise, maybe, I guess. I don't know. I'm torn on
that. I think I would take Swift.
I'd take Swift over him for sure, and Akers.
Yep.
No one told me it was my, my pick here, so...
So Livy just said, make this a league. Livy, I don't think you want this to be a league, man. I'm just messing with him. He's got a great team so far. Lucas takes Darren Waller after Livy took Terry McLaurin to start the seventh round. DJ Ryback good on pick. The clock.
I love the Terry McLaurin pick. He's going to eat this year. Like, I'm so excited for Terry McLaurin.
Old scary Terry.
Oh, man. Oh. I'm just getting a little too excited over here. I got to calm down a bit. Yes.
I mean, we got to get that quarterback situation under control up there first.
Yeah, not disagreeing, but he still killed it with a Dwayne Haskins who did not look that great, but he still was doing great.
I mean,
and they didn't
did he kill it with Dwayne Haskins?
He
though
killed it with Case Keenum.
He killed it with Case Keenum.
At the Dwayne end of the Haskins year, he came back him. On with Dwayne Haskins. Yes, you're right. But towards the end of the year, Dwayne Haskins started getting better, and Terry McLaurin, as a result, also got better.
Terry McLaurin had some highlight reel catches with Dwayne Haskins, but Dwayne Haskins was far from
good. What do you guys think about this pick right here? A.J. Green in the seventh round.
I love it.
I mean...
So we're going to call your team the old man team?
Yep. It's not Dynasty.
You're right, it's not. I'm just saying, it's still the old man team, though.
This is just a question here. How is the O-line looking in Cincinnati?
Better, actually. They had their, I want to say, first-round pick last year who was injured, a second round. I can't remember which one it was. Injured last year.
In the preseason, yep.
Yep, and he's back. And then they drafted, did they draft another one? I think they did in the third.
I mean, that just seems like a pretty good priority there. If you're going to get, you're going to throw down on Joe Burrow, you would want to protect him. I don't think that they've done an adequate job of adding players to that line. I think that they still need some help there.
For the record, Terry McLaurin's 4 of his last 5 games, 5 for 72, 4 for 57 and a touchdown, 5 for 130 and a touchdown, 7 for 86. He had a 2 for 8 in there as well. Right. And then he also did not play. He missed a couple games mid-season as well. He did. But if you played him in your playoffs, you were certainly thrilled about that. Let's catch up here. DJ Ryback takes DJ Chark. Godley takes Baker at the 704. ASAP Moe takes DK Metcalf. McNaga takes Cam Akers. I took AJ Green. JPC with the 708 takes Debo Samuel. Flash Fantasy takes Marquise Brown. Lefty 2104 takes Brandon Cooks. Two Drink takes DeAndre Swift. And Greg, you took Devontae Parker and Evan Engram on the 7-8 turn. You have faith in Engram to stay healthy?
No.
Okay.
But I can't deny his upside and the fact that they didn't really add anyone there. They have Darius Slayton, Golden Tate, and then Evan Engram, and of course Saquon Barkley. They didn't really add anyone this year. So
don't forget Rhett Ellison.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. I'm horrible. I hope he stays healthy. If you draft Evan Engram, you got to have a good backup plan. And I plan on having that in this draft.
Oh, I was wondering who was going to I wanted to see who's actually going to take Gronk and when they were taking him. But the auto pick for Gronk there kind of ruins that.
Do you guys know, before Evan Engram, this was a piece of Stranger Stats I had a couple years ago. It was after Evan Engram finished as a top 5 tight end as a rookie. Who was the last tight end to finish in the top 5 in fantasy as a rookie?
Was it Gronk?
It was not.
Aaron Hernandez.
It was not. I think the answer might be super surprising because it's an older name. It is. Let me make my pick here real quick.
I know it wasn't Kittle. I know that.
Jason Witten?
I think I'm going to go with...
How old are we talking?
Not Jason Witten. I would say around the same time as Jason Witten. He also played for the Giants.
Antonio Gates?
He also played for the Giants. Jeremy Shockey. No. Yep.
Okay. Oh, I was right. All right.
Yeah. There you go. Dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so when people were like, oh, drafting, you know, rookie tight ends early, oh, look what Evan Enger did last year as a rookie. It hadn't been done since Jeremy Shockey's rookie year that a rookie tight end finished in the top five for fantasy. So yeah. It doesn't happen.
You can draft a rookie tight end in your rookie drafts if your rest of your team is good or you have really faith in that rookie tight end, and you don't need a tight end. You need to wait a few years before you know you need that tight end. I drafted DJ Hockenson everywhere last year, but I also had all my other positions set, and I know I needed – and I had, like, you know, older tight ends. So I go, you know what? I'm going to draft Hawk and know he's going to be good in a few years. At least hope.
So you need to start adding some running backs to my watch list here. Not my watch list, my queue. Okay. I've only got Todd Gurley and Chris Carson, who – usually don't make it through seasons. What are your guys' thoughts on Jordan Howard this year? I think he's being undervalued.
He usually is. When he plays, he generally performs.
True.
It's the volume.
It's just not sexy.
It's not sexy, but we're looking at like RB4 right now.
Yeah, no, that's good value.
Catching up here, I took Michael Gallup. Actually, I missed a couple picks. Let's go back to Two Drink takes Darius Geis at the 802, and then it went Jarvis Landry, Rob Gronkowski at the 804, Tyler Higbee, Michael Gallup for me, Alexander Mattison at the 807, Hunter Henry at the 808, Godley takes Sony Michel at the 809, Will Fuller at the 810, and Lucas, you take J.K. Dobbins. He's a guy just put on my queue. At the 8-11, Livy with Deontay Johnson and Daryl Henderson at the 8-9 turn. Lucas back on the clock. Tyler Boyd.
Ninth round with AJ Green back. I mean, how can you not like this
guy? I almost picked Tyler Boyd this last round, and I was like, oh, shit, I have AJ Green. I'm not taking Tyler Boyd, too.
That's smart. That's
had to change that to Gallup.
No, that's smart. Can't argue with that.
Let me see. So I could use another running back since I only got two, but, you know, there's still good value at quarterback on the board. Roethlisberger, Jared Goff, Ryan Tannehill, Tua still on the board, Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr.
Yeah, but, you know, when is Tua going to get the start? How's he going to look?
That's the thing.
I bet they sit him all year. I would imagine they sit him all year.
I don't think my running backs are going to get taken. Do you guys go Cousins, Carr, or Roethlisberger?
Cousins. He's a safer bet.
Between I agree, three. But Roethlisberger back with Juju.
I mean, I'm taking Cousins. I have Juju on my team because I got him at the end of the fourth round. I think that Juju was way overhyped last year.
Oh, for sure. He was being taken
every
like
single
in the
person.
Top eight.
He was like that. People were like, I don't know how, you know, I just can't justify not taking him with how I have him statted. I have him statted for 2,000 receptions.
Granted, a lot of that was Big Ben getting
calm down. I mean, I get it, but Juju is not just this. I think we're going to see that he is not this world beating wide receiver like a Julio Jones that if you just, you know, that you can just throw him out there and feed him 180 targets and the guy is just going to dominate everybody. He is a good NFL receiver, but we haven't seen him be the center point for a long period of time.
Nope, we need to see
just and just destroy DBs. Like, I want to see interviews with these DBs saying, I dread playing against Juju. Like you hear him say it against Keenan Allen. They'll say it against Julio, and obviously OBJ is nuts, but like Nuke, but you haven't heard these guys say anything about Juju, about how difficult he is to guard or anything like that.
I want to take a quick second to bring up the Sleeper Wire Pro-Am again. I know you guys heard that at the beginning of the show, but in case you forgot, I'll just bring it up while we're doing the mock draft episode here. Sleepwire Pro-Am, 5 entries are now available. They're filling up. We already got 13 people registered. If you want to get in on the early bird pricing, June 19th, Friday, that is the very last day where you can get into both the Sleepwire and Listener Leagues for $60. Otherwise, after that, it goes up to $75. If you only want to be in one or the other, it's $50 for the Pro-Am, $30 for the Listener League. If you don't want to do two of them, go to sleepwire.com/donate and choose your donation option. Just pay with PayPal right there in the website, and we will make sure to get you on the list. Just send us a screenshot, including your name, email, and username, and we will go from there. You'll be automatically registered for the Pro-Am. Let's catch up here. So, DJ Ryback, I'll just go from the 903. Marlon Mack, Jared Cook, Jared Goff, Ryan Tannehill, Kirk Cousins, Jerry Jeudy, Hayden Hurst, Matt Breda, Julian Edelman, and then Greg, you take Noah Fant to round out the 9th round, and then kick it off with Garoppolo, then Gardner Minshew at the 10-2, James White at the 10-03, Roethlisberger at the 10-04, and now JPC3 on the clock takes Tua, and now I am on the clock. And let me see what the tight end situation here is like.
It ain't probably pretty. Looking pretty bare right
yeah,
about now.
It is. So I'm going to take one of my running backs I had in my queue, which is either Howard or Gibson. So I think I'm going to go with Howard. Yep.
Yeah. I'm not sold on the Gibson love. But we'll see.
Lucas, you were commissioner of one of the Pro-Am leagues last year, right?
I was. Yep.
They're super fun. They're really competitive. We set it up. Trades go through automatically. None of that crap where you have to wait 2 days to make a trade. We firmly believe that if you make a trade on Sunday, you should be able to play those players on Sunday. You know, like if you make a trade on Saturday before the game start on Sunday, you shouldn't have to wait till the following week to play them.
And everybody is hyper competitive in there. So yes. nobody is throwing. Nobody is throwing their teams. No one, you know, we haven't had in the years that we've been doing this now, I don't think that we've had a single instance of
not one person.
Happen.
No. Not at all. I will also say that 100% of the proceeds go to charity. And if you are new to listening to Sleepwire, if you're not sure what the charity is, we're an IRS registered 501c3 working towards the prevention and treatment of chronic Lyme disease. So basically, a big focus of what we do is helping people who can't afford medicine get their medicine.
It's a really good cause and a lot of fun. Yep.
I've been part of Sleepwire for 4 years, Lucas, you for 5, and I haven't collected a dime.
Yep,
all
me
for
either.
Charity.
I saw Philip. Right. I saw that little happy dance for Philip Lindsay.
Yeah, I mean, come on. This is absurd.
It was pretty adorable.
The 10th round.
I had just put him in my queue as well.
The end of the 10th round, like the hate is too real.
At the 10:07, it went Sam Darnold, then Derek Carr, Damian Williams, Ronald Jones, and as you just heard, Lucas takes Philip Lindsay at the 10:11. And Livy, on the turn, takes Kerryon Johnson and Chase Edmonds, and it is back to you, Lucas, at the 11:02. And you know what? We might finish all 14 rounds. This is moving pretty well.
Yeah.
Having a 30-second timer really makes all the difference, though.
There's a few decent backup tight ends there that I see, you know?
Oh yeah. I looked through and I was like, you know what? I think I'm good. I do wish I'd taken another running back earlier, and this is the whole reason we mock. I've got Gurley, Chris Carson, and Jordan Howard, and we're through 10 rounds, and I've only got 3. But that's why we mock, right?
That's why we mock.
I should have, in retrospect, I probably should have taken Jonathan Taylor over Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, and maybe Hunter Henry over Gallup.
Nah, not a Henry fan. I'm not.
I mean, but when you're desperate for a tight end,
I'm not.
And you already had three wide receivers.
I'm not desperate for a tight end.
He's holding fast, man. You can't convince.
No,
him.
I'm good. You're going to see why here in just a couple picks. Catching up
because you want Hawkins. I don't know. You probably want Hawkinson. Would be my guess.
I bet he wants Hooper or Smith.
From
he wants John
from the 11th round. Yep. Well, I'll catch up here in just a second. I do not want Janu or Hawkinson or Gesicki. I'm taking a guy who I firmly have as my breakout, and I've called it for months now. Herndon. Blake Jarwin.
Herndon. Oh, interesting, interesting.
Oh, for Dallas? Yep. I don't know.
Nope, I love it.
I don't see it. They have too many mouths to feed there. Zeke is still going to
– Dak, no, but yeah. Dak is great. They're going to be an awesome offense this year. I don't care
they
about
that. They have Lamb, Gallup, and Cooper.
And who's the new head coach?
And all of those targets that Jason Witten and Randall Cobb had are now gone. They're not all going to go to Gallup or all go to CeeDee Lamb. Blake Jarwin.
Did they have that many
targets? Yeah, they did.
They actually had a good amount. Yeah. I think they had over 100.
Witten had a bunch. And Blake Jarwin still had, like, he had a couple weeks where you could have played him as a tight end. Now with Witten gone and him going into his third year, I think Jarwin's going to be great.
Look. I'm a Cowboy homer.
I know. That's why I'm surprised you're not with me on this one.
I mean, you know, I just I think the team is going to be great. I just don't know that I'm expecting to see Jarwin as a guy that's being productive week in and week out.
In our Sleeper Wire Dynasty, it's a two tight end league. I drafted Jarwin a few years ago. I am definitely not trading him. I believe in him. But let's catch up here. Starting with the 11th round, Chase Edmonds, Christian Kirk, Emmanuel Sanders, Tevin Coleman, Teddy Bridgewater, and Austin Hooper round out the first half. Blake Jarwin, Henry Ruggs, Marvin Jones, Dwayne Haskins, Tariq Cohen, and then Darius Slayton with you, Greg, at the end of the 11th. And kicking off the 12th with Janu. Two drink takes CeeDee Lamb. Lefty takes Mike Williams.
I'm so happy I got Slayton at the end of the 11th.
I heard the little woo.
I think he's so underrated. Like, people just don't like – I don't understand. I don't get the
– And do I take a running back here?
He's not higher.
You know, I don't think I can. You know who I want? I'm going to take a flyer on Justin Jefferson filling Stephon Diggs' spot.
There you go.
Interesting.
He's my fifth wide receiver. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I only have three running backs, but hey, it is what it is.
This is the time where you take the shots.
Latavius Murray at the 1204, Zach Moss at the 1205. I took Justin Jefferson at the 1206. Then it went Mecole Hardman, Justin Herbert at the 1208. 1209 was Jamison Crowder, DJ Ryback on the clock now at the 1210. And we've got a bunch of people in the chat who are saying, like five people have said they want to make this a league.
Libby. You can tell that we have been starved for fantasy football.
Or just sports
everyone's,
in
you know, they're you know, one of our first real mocks that we're doing, and it's gotta be league, a league on
league,
this one.
League training camp hasn't happened. League, let's make it a league.
What do we see here? Looking.
DJ Ryback takes Tony Pollard to handcuff Zeke.
Smart.
Lucas, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. TJ Hockenson. Hockaloogie.
That's right. You know, he could come out and be an absolute monster. So I'm willing to take.
He did last year.
That risk at the end of the 12th round. I already have Waller, but Hockenson, you know, I'm set everywhere.
He came
else,
out and had
so
one good
hurt.
Game to start the season and then just crapped his pants the rest of the year.
He did. He did, but he has the potential.
Livy takes Michael Pittman and Jalen Reagor on the turn. Lucas, back to you.
Oh, back to me again?
Well, two rookies.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Let's just go ahead.
I'm not going to make this a league because I don't really like my team anyway.
Wow. I mean, I'm over here feeling like I'd be bringing home a ship and you don't want to
I
let
love
me do
the
it.
Fact that I have Same. Lamar Jackson, but I don't love where the running backs were who fell to me. So I would have much rather have taken Michael Thomas in the first round and then Dalvin Cook or Clyde Edwards-Helaire, something like that in the second round. But hey, that's why we do this.
Yep.
John Brown to Lucas at the 1302, Sterling Shepard at the 1303, Nick Foles at the 1304, AP at the 1305, McNaga on the clock now, takes Mike Gesicki, and then I'm on the clock. I'm feeling like I need a running back here to go with my only other three. And I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to go with, I don't like any of them. I'm going to take a flyer on Boston Scott being the number two in Philly.
That's fair.
That's interesting. Yeah.
JPC3 on the clock.
How do we feel about Carlos Hyde up in Seattle?
I would have liked him in a different place. I think it hurts Rashad Penny, but I don't think it hurts Chris Carson. I mean, as you can see in this mock, I would do it again. I took Chris Carson over Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, I don't hate it as a depth piece. Like, if you're kind of banking on Chris Carson getting hurt, which he does get hurt, I think it's just them trying to fill, just make sure they don't run it without, do have a running back. You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't.
Yeah.
I gotcha. I spit it out. Let's go.
I'm trying.
Boston Scott. It went Justin Jackson at the 1308, Preston Williams, Dallas Goedert, Ian Thomas, and then Duke Johnson to you, Greg. I almost took Duke over Boston Scott.
Yeah, I like Duke Johnson. I always have been a fan, so I couldn't let him fall.
I will say we've got some good wide receivers on the board, so who might not get drafted. Alshon? Undrafted, Golden Tate. Undrafted.
I think I'm gonna go with the Larry Fitz. Granted, stack.
I'll give you a heads up. I'm taking Golden Tate if he falls to me in the 14th round.
Yeah, I already had Darius Slayton, so I was going for. I don't know. I like the Giants receiver. Pick.
Thank you. You know what? I don't know. Do I want Golden Tate or do I want Robbie Anderson?
Who should tell you Anderson?
Tate. I'd say Tate.
Hoos and I both love Robbie Anderson.
With DJ Moore there and Curtis Samuel, it's just kind of.
Yeah, but Robbie Anderson is wide receiver one talent.
But DJ Moore is as well. So it's kind
that of, makes my decision easy because Golden Tate just went at the 14:04. So there you go. Let's see. I can take a fifth running back who is worthless. Just scroll through the wide receivers here real quick.
What, you don't have any deep sleepers ready to go for the fans, Chris, for the running backs? Give them the Alvin Kamara pick. Of his rookie year.
Alvin Kamara's already been taken.
No.
Gimme.
Chris got jokes today.
Gimme. Oh, shit. Alshon. No.
I tried no.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. I got autoed Sammy Watkins, but you know what? That's fine. So 14th round, Larry Fitzgerald, Darrington Evans, Antonio Gibson, Golden Tate, Denzel Mims, Sammy Watkins, Jarrett Stidham, Brandon Ayuk. I think that's how you pronounce it, right?
Yeah.
Ayuk.
We'll go with
Jack
that.
Jack Doyle.
Yep.
Ayuk.
DJ.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Zach right.
DJ Ryback on the clock, counting down here.
I'm really loving my team. We should totally make this a league.
We're not going
Chris,
to.
You know? It's not my fault you had a crappy mock. Hey, it's not
you
my
live,
fault.
You learn. You're right. It's not. But you know who created this? Me. So
let's go ahead and back up that Aaron Jones pick.
Right, after go. Jack Doyle went Anthony Miller, Jamal Williams, and Livy finishing out the draft here. He's going to time out on the very last pick of the mock. And he takes Chris Herndon. The Jets fan finishes with the New York Jet.
That's appropriate.
All right, guys. Well,
that's fitting.
Let's take a little bit of time here and just look through the picks here and see if anything stands out. Immediately, I know I don't like my team. All right, and, you know, Lamar Jackson, a lot of people would have made that pick at the 107. Personally, I don't like I don't like going that way. I probably won't do that in the draft if I'm at the 107.
Would you guys take Devin Singletary or Jonathan Taylor in the
fourth? I would take Singletary.
Okay. In the fifth round over. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think I lean Jonathan Taylor.
Same.
I'm a big Singletary fan. So.
I was I until the they drafted Moss. Yeah.
Yeah, same. They're going to use him just like they use Frank Gore, and Singletary's going to get limited, where I think Taylor's going to get a bigger chunk of the pie.
I feel like Miles Sanders in the first is early.
It's all about that potential with there. Like, he did really well at the end of the season when he got – but it's like, when have they ever given one back all the carries in Philadelphia?
It's LeSean McCoy, Brian Westbrook.
Okay, that was Andy Reid era, so –
DeMarco Murray had it for a year, didn't he?
I mean, does anyone remember that?
That was ugly.
Didn't he have one really good year? In
Cowboys to Marco Murray.
He had one good year in Eagles Philly.
Was that still Andy Reid era, though?
I didn't think he really had a good year in Philly.
You guys keep looking through the draft board here.
I thought Dalvin Cook to the 2-7 was good value.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Ertz at the 6-8.
Oh, yeah, that's great value.
I mean, Mark Andrews went at the 5-10, which I like, but you have Kelsey and Kittle going in the third round, and then you have two or three rounds. But, you know, I don't think there's that much of a difference between between Ertz
I was and, thinking and DeMarco Kittle, Murray and Tennessee, not Philly. That's my bad.
That makes a lot more
sense. He had a great first year in Tennessee. Not as good as that year in Dallas. What, 392 rushing attempts? Jesus Christ. 392 rushing attempts.
They ran him into the ground.
1,800 yards, 13 touchdowns. Let's see, 57 receptions for 416 yards. That was a monster year.
Okay, so let's talk.
Averaged 115 yards per game.
Deontay Johnson at 8-12. What do you guys think about that? Sorry, not to cut you off, Luke.
No, that's it's okay. I'm not completely sold on Deontay yet. Still need him to warm up to me a little bit.
Yeah.
And Big Ben, you know, says he's throwing the ball as good as he has, whatever that means. he's getting up there in age too. It's tough for me to believe that he feels like he's healthier and throwing the ball better than when he was 30.
Yeah. David Montgomery in the fourth stands out to me as being too early. Because the guys behind him, I would take Bell, I'd take Connor, I'd take Jonathan Taylor.
I take Singletary over him.
I would take Singletary.
I'd probably take Singletary.
I was such a Montgomery guy last year, but they just don't use him properly. The talent is there.
I'd take Ingram. I'd take Mostert.
They don't run the ball nearly enough, and they need to run the ball more because Trubisky ain't doing it.
Well, he won't be doing it this year either when Nick Foles takes the job.
When do you think that's going to happen?
Training camp that doesn't happen.
Do you think training camp?
They're paying him, right?
Yeah.
Or the Jaguars still paying him. Because they paid him a bunch of money.
I can't remember.
See, and I don't know. I just...
Trubisky sucks.
He does.
Minshew is not the truth. And Jacksonville let Foles go.
Minshew's better than Foles. Minshew's better than Trubisky. But is Foles better than Trubisky?
That's the thing. Are they willing... A lot of people are saying that Foles is just going to get the start there, and unless he just completely outshines Trubisky, I don't see how they – unless they're just completely done, unless they're really, really just completely done with Trubisky. But I think that Trubisky is going to get the start, and he's going to have to lose it.
I bet this prediction this year, Foles will take over. Ryan Pace and head coach Matt Nagy will be canned, and then they'll draft a quarterback next year.
That's real possible, because I don't think either of those two players are the future there.
No, me neither. And smart things just go ahead and tank and go, well, we suck, and move on with life.
I mean, that's so painful, though. I mean, that defense, you know, just because of, the defense that they've put together, and they're just really wasting some solid years for that team.
Yep.
I think Mark Ingram in the sixth is great value.
Yeah.
I would have taken him over Kareem Hunt. I would have taken him over Mostert.
Yep.
Probably would have taken Ingram over Singletary. Did you guys know that there have only, I think I saw this stat, it was 7 times in NFL history has a team had 2,000-yard rushers. And last year, it was the Ravens, Mark Ingram, and Lamar Jackson. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't like the Dobbins pick, because I think Dobbins is really good. So I personally rather have Mostert over Ingram this year, personally.
Lucas, what do you think?
I think they're really close in the same tier.
I think that Ingram still has enough left in the tank, and that the team is a run first option. And until I see Ingram physically going downhill. Wherever he is, he's always found a way to get the touches and be productive. Even when he was on New Orleans and there were always other running backs there, he always found a way to be productive. And then I was kind of down on him last year, to be honest, and it bit me in the butt. So, you know, I'm just going to, like, I don't love him, but I am going to view him accordingly. And there's, and people love to go into new seasons with this mentality that things from teams are just going to switch. Like, they're, you know, coaches are going to see things a certain way and that different players are going to come in and change everything. And then other players just aren't going to get the touches. But traditionally, that's really not how it works. It's a slower progression.
You're right.
And Mark Ingram has been very productive. He was productive last year. It worked. The team did very well. I don't expect Mark Ingram to do what he did last year, but he doesn't have to do that, you know, to that extent to be a value at the 6'10".
I just expect him to do that until towards the end of the season, and I just kind of see a shift towards Dobbins. That's what I see.
First half of the season, I think Ingram's going to be really good.
Yeah, so that's what I think, too. I just think the second half, he's going to go downhill because he's going to be more committee by that point.
Well, let's go ahead and kind of start wrapping up here a little bit, guys. Sorry to cut you off there, Lucas. I'll let you finish your thought real quick if you want.
I was just going to say that even if running backs are able to be productive with 10 to 15 touches in a game.
Yep.
Look at Kamara.
Especially on a high-powered offense.
Alvin Kamara.
It's true.
Well, let's real quick, each one of us take a second and just look through the rosters and let's pick who has the best one. We won't call out who has the worst. I know who it is. It's not me. I will say it's not me that has the worst roster, but who has the best?
I think McNaga has a good team.
I agree.
I like DT Ryback's team pretty good.
If Livy had taken a running back, if he'd taken Bell instead of Rodgers, I would probably lean towards Livy.
I'm just not sure. I'm not completely sold on Burrow in his first year with Cincinnati. And in a super flex, I don't think either of those two quarterbacks are going to carry the team. I think that Tannehill, a mixture in a super flex, a mixture of Mahomes, Tannehill, and Sam Darnold, I think is a pretty solid foundation.
I don't think we have any team that just stands out head and shoulders above everybody else as a complete team.
Nope, I think there's a lot of good teams. Yep.
I'm going to go with Flash Fantasy. I think has the most complete team. Kenyon Drake, Austin Eckler, David Johnson, Carson Wentz, Calvin Ridley, AJ Brown, Marquise Brown to start.
See, I mean the running backs they're good.
They're good PPR.
And they are, but new quarterback for the Chargers, David Johnson hasn't looked good, and he's now in Houston, so who knows what that's going to look like.
Yep.
Kenyon Drake came on really strong at the end of last year, and that was awesome, but if he falls back or they give Chase Edmonds more work or they just don't run it as much, then your first three picks were spent on running backs that none of them are really game breakers as of right now.
It's a risky pick. It's a risky pick.
It is. It's risky.
What if he...
Calvin Ridley, AJ Brown, Marquise Brown, like...
Marquise Brown hasn't proven either.
What if he'd taken Joe Mixon over Kenyon Drake?
Oh, I'd love it better.
Okay. Yeah, I would too. Flash Fantasy, I'm calling you have the best team. We're not picking ourselves for this, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Greg was about to.
I wasn't. I'm going to say DJ Ryback. I actually like his team a lot. You got Tom Brady. You got Zeke Elliott. Nah, now, like, we don't or discussed the Monty pick, but he did better, and he grabbed Mark Ingram later.
So I got to – it's a super flex, and he only snagged one QB.
Yep. Yeah, that's good. I didn't see that.
And
my bad.
And it's Brady.
Yeah.
That's
my bad for not paying attention
Greg,
to that.
Greg, I do like your team.
Thanks.
It's a good squad. You know, assuming Parker
– I love the first six picks.
Yeah, assuming Parker comes out and balls and on that same pace and – you're a little thin at wide receiver, but Darius and Fitz, if Christian Kirk just doesn't supplant Fitz and Fitz still gets some targets, then I think that could be a quality rounder.
I think Larry Fitz has one good last year and keeps – just because he's been such a good veteran for the Cardinals, I think the Cardinals are just going to give it to him just out of just like dignity and disrespect to him. That's what my opinion.
All right, so I picked Flash Fantasy.
Thank you, though.
Greg, you pick who?
I have to change it now because I didn't realize about that. See that QB part. I was like, I liked everything else but that. Now I feel bad and stupid. It's great.
Lucas, while Greg thinks, who's got the best team to you? We're going to wrap up the show here.
I think McNaga has a good squad.
All right, and Greg,
I like Lefty. Lefty has a good team.
Okay,
he had Josh Allen. He's got a young team, but he's got a good solid running back, and I love DJ Moore this year as well.
And that is going to wrap it up for our Superflex mock draft episode. Everybody who joined us, thank you so much for mock drafting along with us. Livy, DJ Ryback, Godley, ASAP Mo, McNaga, JPC3, Flash Fantasy, Lefty2104, and FL2 Drink Minimum. It was awesome. We kept it moving. Not a whole lot of timeouts, 30-second clock, and we were able to get through the whole thing. So that was super cool. Follow us on Twitter at SleeperWire Show. Lucas is on there at SleeperWireLBB. Greg is on there at Dynasty Mechanic. And I am on there, Prof_ChrisSW. Just hit 500 followers today, by the way. So
nice. Yeah. Congrats.
Took me 4 years, but hey, just hit there. Follow us on Sleeper as well. SleeperWireLBB for Lucas, Dino Mechanic for Greg, and Professor Chris for myself. Don't forget to check out sleeperwire.com/donate to get into the Pro-Am. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll catch you next time.
Catch you on the next mock.
See ya.
Peace.